Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. It's the only way we'll grow. And follow me on another platform, links below, because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Let's get it. POV, you're rotting home in silence because you took relationship advice from your single friends. Now you're single too. Yeah, that was their goal from the beginning. That was the main thing on their mind when they was giving you that advice, that terrible, terrible advice. Because guess what? Now you can hang out with them with no interruptions. Now you don't gotta leave the club early because your man calling. Now you don't gotta turn down the trips to Miami because your man don't want you to go. I mean, it makes sense from their perspective. Female friends always hate on their friends' relationships. They feel like the man is stealing their friend. No B, it's called somebody moving on with their life and starting a family. But since they're gonna be single and miserable forever and be in toxic relationships forever, they want you to be on the same path. Women don't want to see any of their female friends doing better than them. That's a fact. I don't care how close you guys are. Oh no, that's my sis. That's my bitch. That's my bitch. Nah, she don't want to see you prosper. And even if she do, not more than her still.
Are you staying the night?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Headache medicine. See, after the excitement of bedroom fun the first 5 to 10 times, women are just headaches after that. After you get over the hype of plowing them, it's all downhill from there. Usually. Most of these bras are annoying. Ladies, don't focus so much on putting makeup on your face and what jeans make your butt look the best. Focus on trying not to be annoying and a pain in the A. That's what's going to keep a man around. Yeah, you thought he was going to grab the rubbers, huh? This guy gets it.
Some men will cheat on you because they jealous of you.
Bro, shut the f*** up, bro.
Purple hair. She literally had purple hair. You know what? Let me bring it back. Looking like a ghetto-ass joker. No, for real, a clown. A straight clown. How do you take somebody like this serious? I mean, if you have any sense, when you see this thing right here anywhere in life, you go the other way. I don't care if you at work, get another job. I don't care if she behind the counter at the post office. Take a road trip and deliver it in person. Whatever you do, just don't have anything to do with somebody like this. Tat it up. Snuffle up against eyelashes. I mean, she's a walking red flag. Maybe that's why guys do you dirty all the time. Now, women talk about men being jealous. Look, if you doing good financially and he ain't, I'm sure there are situations where guys are jealous of women. I mean, financially, they're not jealous of how ridiculous you look or how ridiculous your brain is. Men typically don't want to be with a woman that's doing better than them because they don't feel like the man. But if you're dating down, then it must be because the guys you want don't want you. So the guys that's doing better than you financially, they ain't checking for you. So this apparently going to be a problem you deal with a lot because you wouldn't have to worry about a guy doing better than you being jealous of you, right?
What's up, babe? How are you?
So you really spreading that knowledge to the youth?
I sure am.
What happened with you?
What happened with who?
With you.
As far as what?
Just, you know, in life. What brought you to the place where you are now?
Can you give me a direct question, sweetheart?
Okay, well, first let's get the name straight. Mm-hmm. My name is Deirdre.
Hey, listen, let me tell you this. First off, you on my live. So if I said sweetheart, that's what I said.
Okay, so the name is Deirdre.
Look, I'll say this. I'm not into the sweetheart, honey, you know, boo, babe. When people call me that, well, I'm not going to say people, women. I don't like it when women call me that. If I'm at the counter and they're checking me out or something, don't call me sweetheart. Don't call me honey. It's totally inappropriate. Now, in the context of a man talking to a woman, I don't think it's appropriate to call a random woman sweetheart or honey. Because it's like, you don't know me like that. So I'm already getting a weird vibe. Those are like terms of endearment for people who are in relationships. Or maybe your grandmama might call you sweetie. Somebody who knows you on a deep personal level. Not some random dude coming up to a chick. Hey, sweetie. Hey, honey. Sweetheart. I get how it's off-putting. It's kind of simpy. To me, it's kind of simpy. I don't call no women honey and sweetheart if I don't know her like that. I'm not trying to butter you up. But he is right. It's his live. And she just tried to pull rank and dominate him on his own live. Many of the women from this culture, they're always trying to punk and dominate the men. And then wonder why they're the least picked.